We have now reconnected with Coach Wright. Coach, I didn't mean to offend you. Normally it's more towards the tail end that when I take people off.
Well, look here. You got to love technology, right? I
mean, yeah, you do.
You got to love technology.
All right. Yeah. Do you still feel like a first-year coach, or do you feel like it's still your first week or your 10th year or somewhere in between?
You know, there's times I still feel like a first-year coach. I think I've gotten a little better at some things as this year has progressed. And, you know, every game's a learning experience, or has been a learning experience for me this year. It kind of goes both ways. Sometimes when I'm here, I feel like I've been here a lot. It feels a lot longer. It feels almost like dog years sometimes. And then other times it feels like I just got here again. So it's kind of probably somewhere in between.
The last chapter of your first year with the Mocs, a frustrating loss at VMI. Not often, certainly as somebody with your defensive background, do you outrush somebody by 170 yards and outgain them by more than 200? But some self-inflicted wounds, some big plays going against you. That's just kind of the nature of the game. But I don't think in any way this is going to be the lasting memory you have from this bunch. Is that fair?
No question. No question. From where these young men came from last spring, trying to find a place to practice and numbers being low, to how far this football team came along from the season after the first month, and watching them get better and progress, and watching them believe in one another. We brought a lot of guys in here in one year, and to try and push that group and make that group into a football team that they could be proud of, much less anybody else, but a team they felt like they belonged and had an opportunity to go win on Saturdays. I'll always remember that because it was a lot of work now. I mean, and I'm going to tell you one thing. I got probably the best, and people say this, but I'm just telling you, I've been in this thing for 23, going on 24 years, and I probably have the best group of assistant coaches in this league. And because of what they've worked with during the year and trying to make a group into something is truly impressive. Words can't even describe how good those guys are week in, week out, and giving kids an opportunity, putting those guys in opportunities to win football games and not being so hard-headed and headstrong, saying this is the type of offense we are, this is the type of defense we are, and we're going to do it this way. And because at the end of the day, it's all about giving those guys a chance to go win on Saturdays.
The coaches, the relationships will be forged in the time you spent together. The numbers and the stats will be Jay Blackman and his team's responsibility to keep up in the annals. What's the one lasting image you're going to carry from this team?
That game against the Citadel.
Okay.
Walking in that locker room, you know.
Right.
Because I'm not really sure. You know, we started the fourth quarter and looking at some of those faces, they weren't really sure this was going to get done, you know. And that's the one thing I've just tried to tell them week in and week out. It takes all of us to win. We all lose together, but we got to keep fighting for each other for 60 minutes. And that's the one thing I'll say I'm most proud of is this group would line up and fight you. And they would give, you know, sometimes it was good enough and sometimes it wasn't. But they would line up and give me everything they had. And we'll continue to get better if we continue to do that.
What is now we were talking about it. We talked about Lim Ford being a finalist for the Jerry Rice Award. There are a whole lot of pieces in place, and compared to where you were at the start in the spring, and you have vividly and hilariously retold the story about Nick Tiano throwing to your backup long snapper because nobody else was around. I mean, the foundation, I know this didn't end exactly how – there's only one guy who's going to end the season exactly how they all want to end the season, and that's the guy who lifts the trophy. But
right. The
foundation, I mean, I'm not trying to be flippant about this. You got to be really looking back on this as like, damn, we did some great things.
That's what I said before. I mean, it's amazing how far this group came. And that's what, you know, people don't understand. They think you go play football. You know, you practice all summer, you go play football, and you go play in games. But there's so much more involved in it that I didn't have the right equipment till the first week of fall camp. After the first week of fall camp, because we had to go to Finley because the turf wasn't done. So I didn't have sleds. Our guys didn't do that. We didn't do that in the spring. We went a whole spring and a summer workout program without doing those things. And it takes time. You know, you got guys in different – I mean, it's crazy what these kids have done in such a short amount of time to win five games in the league for the first time since 2016. You know, to become a football team after the – and I knew it was going to be a struggle early the first month of the season, because I knew it was going to take us time to learn how to practice and learn how to do those things the right way and all that with all those new faces. So, yeah, I mean – and I'm telling you, man, what these assistant coaches did, I drive the bus. I drive the bus and try and push everybody one way. Those guys are in there, you know, grinding in the meeting and in the – big part of it, trying to figure out ways to win, and we'll continue to get better because we're so far away fundamentally. And when I say that, not schematically, but fundamentally, moving our feet, pad level, and those kind of things, we'll get so much better at that this next year that it should help us even more going forward. I mean, and those are things I'm excited about being able to do with these kids.
All right, gang, before I get to the last couple questions I have for Coach Wright, I'm going to sing his praises a little bit because he's a little too humble not to. He is the six wins in a debut season and the five conference wins. The five conference wins in your rookie season matches the most ever for a UTC coach, and it's tied for second with six overall wins. And when you talked about the new faces, Coach, I just want to read some stats that Jay Blackman sent me. Of the 44 players that were on the first two deep of the season, only 29 were available for Saturday's game against VMI. And Gabe Dew made his first career start. He was the 18th mock to start a game for the first time this season. I don't know how you Swiss Army knifed everybody that way.
Well, it was interesting at times. I promise you, I had to come in here on Mondays a lot and keep these assistant coaches a little more upbeat, fired up than I had to do myself. But you know, you just again, we overcomplicate this game a lot. If we can get lined up defensively, we know who we're blocking offensively, and we just go execute, we'll have an opportunity. And we got good enough players in spots to take advantage of some things and do that. And you know, I'm just telling you, these assistant coaches I've got are some of the best in the country, and I got to hang on to them, and I got to keep them happy, and we got to keep growing this thing and building it the right way, and it'll be a lot of fun in Chattanooga for a long time.
All right, you said something right there that I'm obligated to follow up on. Bigger challenge for you, keeping your staff together or recruiting in the next 3 months?
I feel pretty good about these guys hanging around now. I mean, if you know the Falcons call or the Titans call and things like that, I mean, I get those things, but I'm not that hard on them during the week. I expect them to be really good on Saturdays, and that's why I get a little more upset on Saturdays than I do during the week. But I feel pretty good about these guys hanging around, and it's always a challenge recruiting. It doesn't matter where you're at. I mean, it's young men are a little different now than they used to be, and sometimes it's the last one talking to them at the dance where they go, and you just have to be strategic about some things. And we got to find guys that want to be here and want to play football and do things a certain way, and we're going to find those guys and keep adding to these pieces. So I feel good about my staff staying here. Again, I'm not a fortune teller. I can't see the future for any of them, but I feel really good about those guys being around for a little while.
All right. I know that with Thanksgiving this week, and I know how much you enjoy following your daughter playing basketball in the Mid-State at Belmont. How long till you start looking around going, man, I wish football season would hurry up and get here?
I was doing that Sunday afternoon.
Fair enough.
You know, this is the first time since 2013 I hadn't been playing a football game on Thanksgiving, so it's a little different. So it is. It's a little different. And I was a long bus ride home Saturday night because I knew I was done with these guys and this group would never have the opportunity to play again. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for them, and I'm thankful for everybody that made a difference in it, and everybody that came out to watch us, I think they saw a group that would fight their tails off and give themselves an opportunity. And, you know, I think we set the standard of how hard things are going to be and how hard we're going to play, and I look forward to the future here in Chattanooga.
What's the best Thanksgiving side dish, Coach?
Oh, grandma's dressing, man.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, no, I'm with you. My wife makes it now. It's outstanding. I mean, I'll put it up against anybody's, but I'm with you. That's a got to have.
It's not stuffing downside.
No, it's not. Why do we so pigeonhole dressing? That could be a year-round thing. I don't know why it's just confined into this time frame.
I can promise you, my wife makes enough. We freeze it. We eat it out throughout
yes.
the year.
Yes.
I mean, I'm old school Southern when it comes to that. I got no issues. I'll eat it with a freaking hamburger if I have to.
Coach, I greatly appreciate your time this year. I greatly appreciate your energy with the UTC football team and what you mean to those kids. And congratulations on a great year, especially the back half of this thing, and best wishes for a whole lot more success to come.
Yep, we appreciate you guys. Thanks for the support, and y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, that's UTC football coach Rusty Wright, wrapped up his first year with the Mocs, 6-6. Sounds like bright things are coming. When we come back, we'll catch up with our Papa John's poll question and more on Press Row, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.